Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
And now we come and look and see that the universe has an order to it. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. What a majestic thing. What a marvelous thing that is. And we, in one sense, are a reproduction of God. He created us after His kind, and we're after His kind, so we can know Him and He can know us. He can talk to us and we can talk to Him. That is uniqueness of man, and is a beautiful gift that we have.
The truth is, the Bible's creation account stands up to scrutiny. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today on The Winning Walk, Dr. Young wraps up his message, Creation, and shows how you can deal with any perceived tension between Genesis and science. Stick around, Dr. Young is coming right up.
I want to personally invite you and your family to join me in Israel this November, Thanksgiving season, and watch the Bible come alive. We'll walk together where Jesus walked and experience the Holy Land from the Mount of Olives to the Sea of Galilee. This is a life-changing trip that you do not want to miss. And I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to seeing you this year together in Israel.
Before we jump into Dr. Young's message, there's a powerful resource being offered this month that you'll want to hear about. One of the most important ways you can enrich your relationship with the Lord is through prayer. And Dr. Young wants to help you strengthen your prayer life and experience that deeper connection with God by sending you the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. You'll be inspired to embrace the power of prayer more intentionally every day. We'll send you the Winning Walk Prayer Journal as thanks for your donation today to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and people all over the world through this program. So call now to request your copy of the Winning Walk Prayer Journal when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Creation Part 2.
By the way, I wish everybody would relax over this if you've been in some kind of theological debate. Usually when there's a conflict between the Bible and science, it usually means that somebody has misinterpreted the Bible and somebody else is not understanding science. And I think this is true in this case. And you have some wild kind of things we've heard as Christians. We have the idea that God created the world in 6 days, and even you find Bishop Unger there in Ireland, and some of this you'll find in your Bible. By the way, I'd throw that Bible away and get another one or put it away, because it says that the earth is 4,000 years old. And then a few years later, Lightfoot comes along, who was president of Cambridge University. He said, well, the earth is exactly 4,004 years old. And he said creation was between October the 18th and October the 27th. And he said, actually, Adam was created on the morning of October the 26th, about 9 o'clock. Now, ladies and gentlemen, when we begin to speak about that which the Bible does not speak, there's a lot of problems here. But one is, a mighty giant problem, is that we don't even have a solar universe until the fourth verse. There's no sun, there's no moon. How do you deal with even that time? And no date is mentioned in the Bible until you get to the fifth chapter of Genesis. So, you say, well, who is right? Oh, 6 days, 24-hour days. And there's all kind of theories here. There's the gap theory, verse 1, between verse 2, catastrophic things happen. There's the idea of yom, the word for day. It can mean decade or era. And we go through all kinds of gymnastics trying to say it was 6 24-hour days, or it was eons, billions and billions of years, as if there is some kind of conflict. You say, well, either the scientists are right or God is right. No, that's not right. I think they're both right. Let me tell you why. There's different kinds of truth. Where is the center of metropolitan Houston? Well, it's downtown, right? Nobody'd argue that. Well, not really. If you look at population, it's somewhere out the other side of Katy. Well, when you look at the, you know, the geographical center, it would be somewhere else. So if I say it's the other side of Katy, or the geographical center is there, or it's downtown, all three of us are right because we have different understanding of truth. Who is bigger, Goliath or David? Well, Goliath is bigger, obviously. No, David, in one sense of truth, is bigger in character and understanding and military skills. So Goliath is bigger over here. There are different kinds of truth. That's what you have to understand. And I look at these verses and I say, this is God's work day. 6 days is God's work day. Could God have done it in 6 days? Absolutely. We have a new heaven and a new earth and our resurrection bodies. It says we will be changed how quick? In 1,000 years, 100 years, 50 years, 1 year, 5 minutes? No, in the twinkling of an eye. Because God's almighty. He can do what he wants to do. And those who go through all the gymnastics are saying because of the great flood, and you have that engineer who talked to Morris and said, therefore, it rearranged all the constellation of the rocks on the earth. All of this, I think, is basically nonsense because this is God's created order. And I think science is true and we are true, and there's different kinds of truth involved because God did it. Could he have done it in any time period? Absolutely. Does anybody know dogmatically? Because nobody was there but God. But when he creates a new heaven and a new earth, we're going to be there in our resurrected bodies, and we'll be a part and part of all of that. So don't get lost in that. Treat the old earth, new earth people like we do eschatology. The second coming of Jesus Christ. There's pre, there's post, there's ah, and then there's the pan-millennialists who believe it's all going to pan out. So I think we have to approach this kind of thing in that way. Created. And then we have the idea, what about this world? Did it come together as an accident? You know, a lot of people believe that all this evolved over a period of years, but all of a sudden there's that big bang, bang, and now all scientists virtually believe there was a moment of creation. Sounds like what the Bible talks about, doesn't it? Because they see the universe is still expanding. And now we come and look and see that the universe has an order to it. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. What a majestic thing. What a marvelous thing that is. Abraham Lincoln said you could go to outer space and look at the world, the shape it's in, and you might be an atheist. But Abraham Lincoln said if you stand on this earth and look at the starry skies, it's impossible to be an atheist. And so we come to the created order. This world is not chaotic. It is a cosmos. This world has symmetry. It has unity. It has consistency in it. In the 17th century, there's a mathematician, Sir Isaac Newton. And Newton had built into his library a model of the sun and all the planets around it, the right distance, perfect orientation, and they had wheels and pulleys and belts, and he could turn that little universe, that solar system, right there as a model. An atheistic friend came in to see him and saw that model. He saw it operating, and he looked at Newton and said, "Who made it?" And Newton answered, "Nobody. It just happened." A lot of people ignorantly think that. This world is intricately, beautifully, rhythmically made and has a consistency that every scientist counts on.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and there is more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. Before we dive back into today's teaching, some people think prayer is like a child's letter to Santa, a wish list full of things you might or might not get. But the truth is, prayer is something much more powerful. Prayer is like oxygen for your soul that lets you experience life with God. And Dr. Ed Young wants to help you keep your prayer life vibrant with the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. We'd like to send you this exciting resource as our way to thank you for your support today to help the Winning Walk continue encouraging you and people everywhere with the proven truth of God's Word. So call today to give and request your own copy of the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now here's a sneak preview of the teaching coming up after the break.
But what are we really worth? What is our value? What is your value? How do we make our way back to full manhood, into maturity, in the life of God? What does the Bible tell us?
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So, we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. Now, once again, here's Dr. Ed Young with more of today's message, Creation.
If I had in my pocket 10 pennies, and I number those pennies, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, okay? And I'd reach in my pocket, shuffle the pennies around, and reach in and pull out one penny that had the 1 on it. What are the odds of that? 1 in 10, right? Put it back in my pocket, shuffle all those pennies around. I'd reach in without looking, pull out a penny, had a 1 on it. Pull out another penny, had the 2 on it, in that order. What are the odds in that? That's 1 to 100, right? I put it back in my pocket, I shuffle it around, and I reach in and I pull out a penny with a 1 on it, a penny with a 2 on it, a penny with a 3 on it. What's the odds in that? One of the Las Vegas guys says, 1 to 1,000. That's right. Lots of luck. But what if I put those 10 pennies in my pocket and I pull one penny out, has a 1 on it and a 2 and a 3 and a 4 and all the way through to 10, what are the odds of that happening? 1 in 10 billion. God created, this world magnificently. The world is tilted, the earth at least is tilted 23 degrees. If it were tilted 24 degrees, you know what would happen? The mists from the north and the south would come together and we'd be all frozen. The whole earth would be frozen. If it were tilted down to, say, 22 degrees, the other thing would happen. The tides would come and cover all of us. Do you see this world? Not only are you and I fearfully and wonderfully made, but so is this universe. So in the beginning, God introduces us to God, to himself. And then he also introduces us to the universe in which we live. And also he introduces us to mankind. The psalmist asked the question, Psalm 24, what is man? Big question, isn't it? You know the secular answer? Man came from slime and worked his way up through evolutionary process and became human, fully a man, from slime to manhood. That's secular belief in evolution. You know what we believe as Christians? We believe man started off in the Garden of Eden, man started up high, but man slipped down low and became slime through our sin. We believe we started high, we ended low. They believe we started low and ended high. Which view of man is accurate? Slime to fullness or from fullness due to sin back down to slime. And can anybody debate with whether or not man can recede all the way into slime? What is man? Well, secondly, how much are you worth? Well, if you weigh 176 pounds, you're worth about $160 if they ground up all the chemistry in your body. Everything you have in your body and my body is found in the crust of the earth. According to the Bible, we were formed from dust. From dust we are, from dust we will return, the Bible said. A little boy asked his mother about that and said, what does that mean? Dust we were, dust we return, and the mother said, I don't know. And the little boy said, well, I know one thing. Somebody's coming or going under our bed. But anyway, we know how this operates. It's amazing. Our body, worth, if you weigh 176 pounds, worth about $160. That's about $1 a pound. That's what you pay for bananas, isn't it? About $1 a pound. That's what you're worth. That's what I'm worth in a secular sense. But what are we really worth? What is our value? What is your value? We have slipped all the way down to slime in our own sin, our own selfishness. How do we make our way back to full manhood, into maturity, in the life of God? What does the Bible tell us? It tells us that everything else was made. The animals were made, the plants, the universe, all this was made, but man was created. Huh, interesting, isn't it? Bara, we were created, and the Bible says, look at these verses, they are powerful, powerful verses indeed. Look at chapter number 2. First of all, chapter 1, 26, then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, etc. It said, let us make God. Let us. God said, let us. God, plural, God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit entered into a conversation. The Trinity had conversation. The Godhead had conversation with each other and said, let us make God like us. We're made in the image of God. Everything else was made according to their kind, according to their kind. Now we were made in the image of God. We, you, every human is a reproduction of God. Now animals, my dog Winston is a soul. He is alive, but he has not had into him the breath of God. Winston sees me pray every night. He looks at me and what I'm doing on my knees. I'm getting down with him. He doesn't know. He doesn't have the capacity to pray. No animal has the capacity to pray. They have no understanding. You and I, because we're made in God's image, and we in one sense are a reproduction of God, he created us after his kind, and we're after his kind, so we can know him and he can know us. He can talk to us and we can talk to him. That is uniqueness of man. And it's a beautiful gift that we have. And the understanding of the soul has been so distorted by the Greeks, and it sneaked its way into the church. The Greeks taught that the body was like a glass, and soul was like water. And when the body, the glass was broken, the water was spilled out, and it was spilled back into the universe. And that would be, the water would be our soul.
Today's message entitled Creation, and Dr. Ed Young will continue in just a moment. But right now, we want to remind you about a special resource available to you, the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. Whether you're new to prayer or you've been coming to the Lord daily for decades, this journal will help you experience God in richer ways. With devotional selections developed from some of Dr. Young's messages, along with space for you to record your own thoughts and prayers, the Winning Walk Prayer Journal invites you to have a more meaningful, powerful prayer life. We'll send you this encouraging resource as thanks for your donation today to help keep the proven truth of God's Word coming to you and others all over the world through the Winning Walk. So call now to give and request your copy of the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns after this short break. Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Visit our website for resources to help you walk the winning walk with Christ. Visit winningwalk.org. You can also request prayer, stream messages 24/7, and learn more about Dr. Young. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional when you go to winningwalk.org. And if you're on Twitter, follow us for more daily encouragement. Our username is winningwalk. That's winningwalk. Now here's Dr. Ed Young to continue his message, Creation.
Need to cry out to Almighty God, Lord, help me, I'm lost, I'm empty, I'm broken, I'm addicted, I'm down, I'm out, I'm lonely, I'm pessimistic, I'm not thinking clearly. Lord, help me, I'm lost. And God comes and says, because you're made in my image, I can help you and restore you and rebuild you inside and out, and you will be found, saved, salvaged. Book of Genesis introduces us to God, Elohim, 3 in 1. The book of Genesis introduces us to this magnificent universe in which we live.
Well, before we leave you today, Dr. Young is here to answer a couple of questions coming out of the message we've just heard. Dr. Young, if the Bible was written thousands of years ago, how can it speak into modern science when it comes to the creation story? And what should listeners do if they find something in the Bible that seems to be in conflict with science?
You know, I would say, first of all, go to the Chicago Statement of Inerrancy. You'd find it online. You need to look it up, and you will see how this scholarly statement there, issued and written many years ago, deals with seemingly conflicts in the Bible. It will clear a lot up for you. Also understand, the Bible is not a scientific textbook. They talked about the sun rising. We know that's not what happens. They talk about four corners of the earth. We know the earth does not have technically four corners. In other words, those who are writing the scripture use their view of cosmology, their view of the world as they knew it at that time. And therefore, they were communicating, first of all, to their generation and to those people. And then we realize that their worldview was different in this sense. And that helps us understand. The Bible isn't written to be scientifically up-to-date and accurate. It's written to give God's word, God's truth, in a timeless fashion, but yet expressed in the language and the culture of that hour. Get that straight. Chicago Statement of Inerrancy. Look it up. It will clear up a lot of conflicts that aren't really conflicts.
Very helpful. Thank you, Dr. Young. You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope the Holy Spirit is moving through today's message to help you in your own winning walk with Christ. And we want to help you even further by sending you the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. Prayer is as essential to your spiritual life as air is to your physical life. And this encouraging resource helps you cultivate the habit of intentional prayer so you can experience a deeper connection with the Lord. With devotional selections developed from some of Dr. Young's messages, along with space for you to record your own thoughts and prayers, you'll be inspired as you see how God responds to you when you seek Him in prayer. We're excited to send you a copy of the Winning Walk Prayer Journal as thanks for your gift to help keep this program strong, encouraging you and people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to give and request your copy of the Winning Walk Prayer Journal. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on the Winning Walk. Come back tomorrow as Dr. Young breaks down God's model for how you can have a healthy marriage.